Blog Talk Radio.
From Ajijic, Mexico, the shores of beautiful Lake Chapala, it's Music Sin Fronteras. I'm your host, Patrick O'Heffernan. This is your show. Our guests are here to talk with you. So call in 917-889-3068. Now that's a USA number. So if you're in Mexico, you have to add the plus. Or you can always email us at musicscenefronterasmx@gmail.com. Well, I want to welcome all of our listeners on the cyberstationusa.com network and their radio affiliates on the East Coast of the United States who will hear us later, and also the Artistic Echoes and Canalside Radio Network in the UK who will hear us tomorrow, right? As well, of course, as everyone right here on Blog Talk Radio. Again, if you have questions or comments for our guests, call in 917-889-3068 or email us. If you're listening to us on the podcast, you know, you downloaded the podcast from iTunes or in England, you can still email questions for our guests and we will refer them on to you. And as always, remember, we are in Mexico, which is a joyfully musical and noisy country. Even though we're on lockdown here in Jalisco State, our studio is downtown. Our soundproofing's pretty good, but you may still hear the odd sound of a gas truck or a grocery delivery motorcycle, or even our studio dog, Chula, who barks occasionally. These are all essential services, including the dog, and they are operating during lockdown. So, and as all things in Mexico, the stay-at-home order is, you know, a bit fuzzy. I'm alone in the studio. My producer is actually in Boston, so I don't have to wear a mask, which is a good thing because you couldn't understand me if I did. Our guest today needs no introduction. With 10 Austin Music Awards, an NPR Tiny Desk broadcast with almost a million views, frequent tours as a cultural ambassador to the United for the United States State Department, being named the 2018 South by Southwest Artist for the fifth year in a row, and having her own holiday in Austin, the founder of a nonprofit providing scholarships to Latinas, a teaching volunteer in El Salvador, a pioneer and a strong advocate of gay rights, Gina Chavez is a force far beyond music, and we are so proud to have her with us today and to give you a peek at her upcoming album. Gina, welcome to Music Sin Fronteras.
Thanks so much, Patrick. Appreciate it.
Oh, well, I appreciate it, too. I know it's Good Friday, and we very much appreciate you taking the time to be with us. So we're especially happy to have you. right. Before we turn to music, of course, as I mentioned, today is Good Friday in the Christian religion and especially the Catholic tradition. And I want to thank you for being here. But I was wondering how your Holy Week has been. It's been very subdued here in this very Catholic country, and I wonder how it is for you in Austin during the stay-at-home orders.
Yeah, it's definitely the same for us. You know, it's a matter of trying to, you know, keep those traditions alive and, you know, at the same time still find a way to connect with our communities. I've actually been really proud of our church, our parish here in Austin. You know, they've been doing live streamed events for, you know, for masses and all of the Holy Week events. And so, you know, it still feels, even just watching our own, you know, priests and cantors and readers in the space, you know, in St. Austin's church, like even being able to just watch it on video, you know, I think does help, at least me, it's helped me feel kind of connected to our community. You know, it's different though, and I know last night we had the Holy Thursday Mass, which is the washing of the feet, and so my wife and I actually washed each other's feet, and, you know, and then you know we just kind of spent some time watching, you know, we've watched some cool documentaries on some of the popes and things like that, you know, just to kind of stay connected and learn a little bit more and dive into the teachings and what this week is all about, right?
Yeah. Okay, good. It's been very similar here in Mexico. Quiet church bells do ring at all the appropriate times, and the masses have been online, but the parades all got canceled, and people are not happy about that. But, you know, there it is.
Yeah.
In,
a,
In addition, many people in the United States and in Mexico have lost their livelihoods. And we see it here in Lake Chapala, and the expat community here has organized a lot of efforts to provide food and funds to families that lost their livelihoods. Are there similar things going on in Austin, and anyone you'd like to mention?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think there's been a lot of really great outreach. Mayor, I've been really proud of Mayor Adler for, you know, his ways of staying connected with the community, but then also, you know, issuing a stay-at-home order a little earlier than some of the other cities, and, you know, just being a very calming and steady force for us here in Austin. People are really struggling, for sure. You know, I feel very fortunate to be in a very stable situation right now, which I'm completely grateful for. And as a result, we're trying our best to, you know, order takeout from the places that we would normally go get takeout, or, you know, supporting our church, you know, even more when donations are down because people aren't going there weekly, or, you know, being able to support my bandmates by doing live streams and taking tips, and then being able to pass that along to a lot of my bandmates who, you know, they're all is playing shows with that income stream has completely fallen off. Yeah. So people are really struggling right now. And I do feel extremely privileged. Some energy.
We seem to be losing you. Are you on a cell phone?
Yeah. Are you having problems hearing me?
A little bit. So when you get a strong signal, stay put. Okay.
Right. Yeah, I pretty much am. So.
Okay. Okay. I noticed that you were speaking about your bandmates and other musicians who essentially have lost their livelihoods. I noticed you had to postpone your Wednesday show at the Long Center, but you did broadcast a performance on Instagram Live Tuesday. Are you planning on more live streams, say maybe a regular concert series?
Yeah, actually, I've been live. So funny, I was live streaming for about 21 days straight since March 14th. And I'm just now kind of, we're starting to feed them more into like events and do them a little more sporadically. So at the moment, I don't necessarily have anything steady, but honestly, I literally was live streaming every single day for about 21 days and finding that I was, you know, I was a little tired, actually. I was like, I'm just at home. I shouldn't be tired. And then I was like exhausted from a 21-day tour at my house.
Well, at least you didn't have to get on an airplane to go to that tour. That helps a little bit. Well,
I know.
You have a new album coming out, La Que Manda, which in English, I believe, means the woman in charge, if my 8 months of Spanish is any good. What's behind that title?
Sure. It's, you know, this is really an album about the kind of a woman coming into her own power. And I feel like it's my story, but I do believe that it's the story of many women all over the world, you know, that women in a large part understand what it means to, I guess, in a lot of ways, internalize what society tells us that we should, you know, be good. We should be quiet. We should be helpful. And, you know, so there's, this album has a lot of themes in it that are about that struggle, about somebody who has, you know, come from a place of being, you know, kind of making myself small in a lot of ways. And starting to understand in this point in my life, how detrimental that is, not only to myself, but to other people. You know, no, it's just like the light under a bushel basket, right? You know, that it doesn't do any good for anyone to make yourself small, to make your light hidden from people. And yeah, so that's really what the album title is. And a lot of the songs, you know, dive into themes like that about, you know, oh, I have to bend myself in certain ways to make sure that my message is heard, or I have to, you know, or the title track is actually about, you know, basically like, oh man, I used to make myself small, but I'm not doing it anymore, you know? And it's very much a, just kind of meant to be like an upbeat, I don't know, kind of like a fun female anthem. And it's based on like a plena rhythm. So it's like super fast, like, you know, so I'm very excited.
Which you do very well. It's hard to think of you as small. I remember when I first saw you, I think it was about 4 years ago in San Francisco. And my wife and I were in the back of the, this was in a restaurant. And we both just sort of said, wow, this is one big star. So it's hard to think of you as small. Right. I have a few of the songs of the album, and I want to give our audience a little sample. This is one that is has been released, and there's you performed it at the Kate, the Katharine Hepburn Theater, and boy, you rocked the house, and there's a great video. This is called She Persisted. I have a long cord on my headphones because I'm up and dancing around the studio. That is really high energy. And I watched the video of you performing that song at the Kate, and your band really rocks. I love your keyboard player, but the whole band is hot. How long has the band been together with you?
You know, I have what I call a growing band familia. So I have, you know, kind of multiple keyboard players I work with, multiple drummers, and that kind of thing. That said, I would say that, you know, the guys that you saw on the Kate and most of the guys that I tend to work with, like, it just varies. You know, some of us have been together, you know, 8 years. Some of us have been together maybe 2 or 3. But everybody's very much, you know, even when we find a new person, like, they jump in and feel like part of the family almost immediately. So I feel really fortunate to have such a growing group of guys to work with.
Well, you got a great group of guys. Now, about the song, am I correct that it was actually written by a Swedish songwriter?
So we co-wrote it. Yeah. So myself and Jens Stonewall co-wrote it together here in Austin at a place called the House of Songs, which pairs songwriters from around the world with local musicians. And so we were thrown in a room together to write a song for 3 hours, and She Persisted popped out.
That's a great story. All right. Well, and given the title of the album, I can see why that song fits perfectly, at least for me. It's kind of a complex layered rock that sticks in your brain and makes legs move. Very nicely done. But it brings up a question that I've received an email, actually, from a woman, Amanda B. in Guadalajara. Amanda wants to know if fast tempo 4/4 rock music is your favorite, even though you mix in Latin rhythms, or does it really matter? Do you have a favorite?
I don't think I have a favorite. Honestly, I think that's why my music is a pretty wide range of rhythms and styles, is because I don't have a favorite.
Okay.
You know, we just draw on all kinds of influence. You know, I think that particular song, like, I came home and it was literally 2 days after Senator Warren had been silenced on the floor by Mitch McConnell. And I just felt frustrated. You know, I was like frustrated about it. So I was playing this fast rhythm on a guitar and, you know, and then finally, once we got to a place where we could record it and get in the studio and start playing it live with the band and things like that, it, you know, it just felt more like a, I guess it's kind of a, it's got a bit of a, like a funk feel, but it's, again, not like a straight ahead funk song. So I don't know. My music is just fusion. I love mixing in rhythms from all over the world, really. You know, and I think that's why I don't have one solid genre that you can put me in, which, you know, for better or worse, makes it hard for radio, but I think listeners tend to like the diversity.
Actually, it's better, and it doesn't make it hard, at least for radio like me. And for our Mexican and Canadian listeners who may not understand the reference there, Senator Warren was essentially told to shut up by the Republican head of the Senate when she was making involved in a conversation, and she kept going. And out of that came a movement called She Persisted. And I think if you go to her website, you can probably get a T-shirt that says that. In any case, since Amanda asked about various rhythms and you just talked to us about fusing rhythms, I want to play a song in Spanish that's from the upcoming album. And if I pronounce it wrong, correct me. I think this is Bien Amada, and which I believe means beloved in English. So here we go.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Energy, high tempo, and definitely not 4/4. Can you give us an insight into the song? All right. Where the idea of combining kind of a dreamy background environment and all those nice, fast moving, complex rhythms came from? Did that happen in the studio or just pop out of your head?
You know, actually, I was taking a songwriting course, and it came from a challenge. So a challenge was to write a song with like a groove that could pretty much carry the whole song. So if you think of something like Billie Jean by Michael Jackson, virtually most of the song is, you know, right? So it's like even like the verses and the choruses are over that bed of music. Now, then there's a pre-chorus that breaks away from it to give your ear a little bit break. So that way, when it comes back to that original groove, you're like, oh yeah, I know this groove. So the challenge, right? And so I just wrote the guitar part first, and it almost has, in my opinion, there's a bit of an African influence. Like there is something about how the guitar, you know, and you might not even be able to hear the, like, it's probably not coming to mind right now, but it's like the, and there's something about that rhythm and the chord change that feels kind of African. And so I really like that. And then honestly, Bien Amada, the title and kind of the whole like lyrical theme behind it, my wife had given me a card one year that had the words of a Pablo Neruda poem on it, and it started with "Oh mi bien amada," and I just thought the word "bien," I'd never heard the word "bien amada" before, and so I looked it up and I was like, oh, I love this, like, yeah, my beloved, you know. And so it's a love song, you know, it's a fun dancey love song that tells a little bit of the story of my wife and I, and is meant to kind of be like your lover.
Hello.
intimate lyrics in it.
Can we hear it? That's okay. You dropped out just for a second, but I love it.
I'm literally outside hoping I'm getting better connection. But anyway, it's a love song to my wife, and I hope other people can enjoy it.
Oh, we do. We definitely do. Let me remind all those other people that we are talking with Gina Chavez, and you can talk with her too. You can call in or you can email us. Actually, some of you have already emailed us, so why don't I go to some of those emails? The first email that came in, Billy Manson in Dallas, and he wants to know, what is that big, beautiful guitar I always see you with, and do you have a lot of guitars?
That's a good question. I'm assuming he is talking about the yellow or kind of gold-colored Epiphone that I've been touring with a lot. I do love that guitar. I honestly won it in a contest. I won it in the John Lennon songwriting contest. My wife was like, you should buy a guitar. And I was like, no, I have a feeling someone's just going to give me one. And she was like, no one just is going to give you a guitar. And then like a few months later, I won this one. But anyway, so that's probably what he's talking about. I do have quite a few guitars. My wife and I literally just, we moved into a new house about 6 months ago. And largely because my musical babies had taken over the house.
Does Jody play guitar?
No, no, she doesn't. And she's like, why do we have all these?
I would hope by now she knows. Sarah O'Malley in San Francisco says, I know you or anyone else can't travel. But when you went to El Salvador, or if you go in the future, does your band go with you? I love the video on the bus.
Oh, awesome. She's talking about the music video for Siete Day that's about El Salvador, and we shot it down there. So that's awesome. Thank you so much. I've toured all over the world with the U.S. State Department, actually. And so my band has gotten to come to, I don't know, depending on the person, anywhere from 2 to 12 countries. And so we definitely travel, with as many people as we can. A lot of times it depends on taking a 5-piece band on the road is definitely an expensive endeavor.
Yeah, I'm sure. Even in Latin American countries. Well, there's another song on the upcoming album in Spanish that uses some very interesting layers in production. It's a Ella, which is her in Spanish. And there's some other things about it, but let's play a little bit of it, and then you can catch us up on Ella. Here is Ella. First of all, that's an earworm. That's one of those things you hum all day. So tell us about the song. I understand it's coming up for release. It's similar to another song. Let us know.
Yeah, I'm really excited about the song. We are actually releasing it next Friday. So y'all please stay tuned if you're interested in following me on any of the things. I will be putting out a lot of information, and you can do pre-saves and all that kind of stuff right now. So, but Aya is, so it means she, and it's a, it's definitely, I would say it's like a cousin song to She Persisted. It was definitely born of the idea that I wanted a similar kind of an anthem for women, right? But I wanted it to speak to the Latinx population. I wanted it to speak to Latinos all over the world. And, you know, not only in language, but also in experiences and feel in a way that, that Latinos can grab onto. And so it's kind of built on like a, you know, a very contemporary sound, a little bit of a trap sound. If people are familiar with Rosalía from Spain, I was very much inspired by her sound. She's incredible, by the way. If you don't know who she is, go look up Rosalía. And I co-wrote it and produced it and had it produced in New York with a crew of Venezuelans and a Puerto Ricana, and also my co-writer here in Austin. His name is Nathan Villegas, one of my keyboard players. So we kind of built the song. He and I built the song in his home studio, and then I took it up to New York, and we knocked it out in about 4 days. You know, and pulled in even some Venezolano, like people on maracas. We had keys and guitar, and yeah, I just feel like it speaks. It's a powerful song. In my mind, She Persisted is very much like a jump around anthem. You know, something I would really love to hear like at a Capitol when people are rallying. You know, I feel like Aya is more of a. It's kind of that quiet. I don't know. It's got like a. It's got more of an intense lyrical content. It says even, you know, there's a line that says, hasta la iglesia nos callan también. And basically it's like, even if we get up the nerve to like speak up for ourselves as women, even the church will silence us, you know? And so it has some very powerful lyrical content that definitely speaks to Latinas.
Well, I highly recommend that people, first of all, pre-save the song, and we'll talk about how they do that in just a minute. And when they do, get the lyrics if they can. Are you going to publish the lyrics when it's out?
Yeah. I'll have some translations and stuff available for people. Sure.
Okay, because they're really powerful. There's some lines in there. Her body keeps dancing to the rhythm of this reality. She doesn't know where to go, what to do. They took her desire to speak, tried to buy her silence with force. They shut her up. There's some pretty powerful stuff in there, right? It reminds me a lot of Mexican poetry, which has that same kind of really powerful similes in it. Well, we are getting down to the last minutes here, and I want to make sure that people have an opportunity to know how they can follow you, how they get your music, and how they can pre-save this particular song. But before I do that, I want to ask you about Niños Arriba. If you'll tell us about the charity that you founded to help girls go to college.
Sure. The very quick story is my wife and I did a mission year in El Salvador with a Catholic volunteer program, and we were so changed by the experience and working with young women in an all-girls school that we started a college scholarship fund. And over the past, 10 to 12 years, we've raised about $80,000, and we have 6 students. 4 of them have already graduated, and 2 of them are in their sophomore year, and all donations help them go to school, which is awesome.
WHO and other UN data show that the best way for a country to improve sociologically, politically, and economically is to educate women. So you're
Amen.
Changing
yeah.
you're changing the world one scholarship at a time. And I want everybody to when the show is over, to go to your website and look at the – pull down the little box that says scholarships. And if you can help out, help out, because that's a great way to change the world. Now, let's find out how they can go to your website, what it is, and how they can receive your music and where they can follow you.
Yes, great. And thank you so much, Patrick, for your support and for constantly following throughout the years. I really appreciate it. So, yeah, honestly, I would say the best place to go is just ginachavez.com. So it's GINACHAVEZ.com. And that can get you all the places, Twitter, you know, iTunes, Spotify, Facebook, all that good stuff. And I would also say that please look for me online. I am doing online concerts and streaming, so you don't have to be a stranger, even though we are all, you know, sheltering at home.
Okay. Are there, is there any kind of notification that people can sign up for to find out when your live streams are going to be?
You know, like I said, I was doing them every day and now I'm kind of trying to figure out my rhythm. I would say the best place to go is just to follow me on Facebook. So
okay.
My Facebook, it's facebook.com/GinaChavezMusic. Or if you just look up my name, you should see it. So I think
okay.
I have a blue picture up on my profile.
Okay, we will do that. And of course, there's many listings now of live streams that people can also go to. And I'm sure when you get back on, they'll pick yours up. Billboard is doing them and other people like that, DOLA. So in any case, we are out of time. So I want to thank you so much for taking time away from Good Friday and for being with us today and for all of the great music you've given us for over the years. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. And for those tuning in today on, what is this, the 9th, the 8th, I do have a live stream tonight at 8 p.m. Central Time.
Okay. That's 8 p.m.
All
my
right.
time. All right. I'm going to try to get in on that one. Maybe write a view. I'm now reviewing live streams. All right. So.
Oh, cool. Nice. Awesome.
Yeah, it's a thing. So 8 p.m. Central. All right. 8 p.m. Central. Everybody listening, 8 p.m. Central, whatever it is in your time zone, you can get to see the woman herself and maybe even give her some comments. Okay. Thank you so much once again. Bye now.
All right. Bye. Adios.
Well, you've been listening to Music Sin Fronteras with Patrick O'Heffernan from the CyberStation USA Network, the Blog Talk Radio Network, and all of our radio affiliates. Like our Facebook page, follow our Twitter feed, get real-time updates on our guests, and, of course, follow our guests on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. And you can go to her website, and that'll tell you everything you need to know. Our producer is Lars Christensen. Our program director is Jason Bartleben. Download this and other Music Sin Fronteras programs at blogtalkradio.com or on iTunes. Next week, tune in next week, we're going to be talking with another great artist. I think a Mexican artist. We're kind of working out times and schedules. But if we are, we're really, really happy and you'll really, really love it. So check out our Twitter stream and our Facebook page and we will update you. In the meantime, have a great musical weekend. Tener un gran fin de semana musical. And here is a little bit of Gina Chavez. Once again, we're going to play some more of her music.
Mis manos están atadas. Su voz no.